Okay, we're now joined by the driver of the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, William Byron. Once again, we'll get straight to questions. We'll go with Daniel, and then we'll go to Jacob next.
Dale McFadden, FrenchTwitch.com. Two questions. First, have you heard from Sabrina Carpenter yet?
That's a good one. No, it was cool to have a little bit of fun with that, and we'll see where it goes. So, yeah.
Okay.
My question's for TMZ.
Hey, I got you here. I have to ask. We're now going on year four of racing at this track, at this configuration. What has surprised you about what it takes to get around this track in a pack and be competitive compared to Talladega and Daytona? And is it more taxing than mentally taxing or physically taxing because of, you know, the condensed nature of this track?
Yeah, it's I honestly think it's really challenging, and especially as the track starts to age, it's a blend between Daytona and Talladega. Obviously, you're not able to run wide open throttle really ever until, I would say, until the end of the race, or if you're the top two or three cars. So, you know, for us, it's a blend. You have to be lifting in the corners. Your car has to handle well to run various lanes, because, you know, really, I would say any of the cars can run sort of the bottom to middle, but to be able to move around and make passes effectively and put yourself in some bad aero situations, you have to be able to handle well. So I think it's challenging. I hope it continues to age. I was a little disappointed that the tire's not softer this weekend, because I felt like the tire has been hard to feel and get a hold of, but I think it'll still put on a great race, obviously, and I think towards the end of the race, you'll probably see the pack racing that you normally do, just because I feel like the surface takes a bit to get some rubber into it, and then it picks up some grip as we go. So it's unique for sure.
Good, Jacob, and then we'll come back over here to the mill.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. William got to do the 500 Winners Media Tour for the second time in as many years. What was your favorite part of this year's tour, and did you get to do anything different this year maybe that you didn't for your first 500 win?
Yeah, I mean, I got to do a lot more than I feel like last year, especially with the circumstances of last year's race, you know, being on a Monday. So for us, you know, Monday Night Raw was really fun, unique experience. I've never been to a wrestling match, so I really enjoyed that, honestly. And then obviously going to New York, and then we were here yesterday doing a bunch of stuff with the Braves and Weather Channel, CNN. So it was cool. Yeah, it's been a crazy week, but that's what you want. You don't think about all that stuff when you're trying to win the race. So I think that it's cool that we won. It's cool that we got a chance to really go and do some fun stuff.
Is the 500 one of those wins where it doesn't fully set in while you're in the midst of that whirlwind? Does it take until you kind of get your boots on the ground and get to take a breath here before it's fully, okay, yeah, we just did that, now on to the next thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was in that moment, you know, because of the way that the race played out there at the end and just sort of the shock on my face. But, yeah, I think everyone's a little bit different, but this one I tried to take in a lot as I went through it and thought about what it meant. And I feel like it really is the Daytona 500 is a win that over time you grow more and more fond of. And so I feel like that's unique. I haven't really had a lot of really any win like that in my career.
We're going to go over to the middle, and then we're going to come up to Jerry.
Hey, William, I'm Brad Harris from FrenchTwitch.com. I know Denny this week talked about kind of the work fest factor with Daytona. How much does that kind of rattle you guys, knowing y'all won a race tour? Do you pay much attention to that?
It just makes me chuckle. Yeah, I think for me, there is definitely, we know that. And really for me, when I started Super Speedway racing, I treated it as luck. And I think that strategy didn't really work out very well. So for me, I just go into it, try to control the things I can control. Obviously, I was fortunate in that situation, but I made moves leading up to that put me in that position, and I sensed that it was coming, and just try to position myself. So I don't know. I don't really read too much into stuff outside of, you know, my circle of people, and obviously I'm proud of the win. I'm not going to apologize for it, and I'm yeah, excited for my team.
Go, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. And with that win came a lot of fun, as we talked about a little bit ago. But, you know, you were hanging out with the Braves. You know, what was the best part about yesterday that that you can think of?
Yeah, there were a lot of cool parts of yesterday as well. I think the Braves, and seeing, you know, being part of their organization and seeing the locker room, some of those things was really cool. And definitely grew my appreciation for everything there. And I think some of the other interviews were really fun as well. And just, yeah, it's been a whirlwind.
You did burnouts in the office.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. That was unique.
All right, do we have any other questions for William today? We'll go to Daniel for one more, and then to Blake, and then to Peter.
Okay, so I wasn't aware you went on the Weather Channel. What did you do on the Weather Channel? What questions?
Nothing productive, man. I wasn't giving any weather reports.
What questions does the Weather Channel ask the defending Daytona 500 winner?
They actually asked some of the best questions. They were very detailed and asked a lot about strategy and asked about rain delays and how that changes your mindset. So that was, you know, one of the most common questions this week was the rain delay and how that changed my outlook on the race. And that was it's cool to hear some of their questions.
Can we hear the back?
William, where did the 2024 Daytona 500 winning car go, or where is it going?
That's a great question. I don't know. I feel like it's probably going to go in the museum or something like that. I'm sure we're – I don't know. I don't know if we're going to use that car again. With the next-gen allotment, you can't really, you know, retire cars as often. So I'm not sure if we're going to retire it or race it again. It might be raced again. We'll see.
Thank you. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And then we'll come up back to the middle here with Peter.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. William, who's been one congratulatory message you've received this week that may have surprised you?
Received a lot. It was probably over like 300, but it was just, I think really just the people that are close to me. That was what meant the most, and just being able to celebrate with them. I think some of the Hurricanes guys, Jordan Martinook, Jordan Stahl, they were quick to reach out. Jalen Chatfield as well. So it was just cool to really just experience it with my family and friends back home in Charlotte. Got a chance to do that on Wednesday, so that was probably the best part of the week for me.
All right, William, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
And good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And as we wrap up, everyone, we are going